That was the beginning. Because when we talk about the human experience, human environment, language is it. Language will do the trick. Language will let us even to go in our imagination to beyond the logic. Language. Humanity is there, right? Therefore, Achilles here is there. Weakness is there. There are something that doesn't fit in the language. Language is our creation. Could you imagine that the creator of all this will fit in my creation? Impossible. So there is another language beyond the language. There is an understanding beyond the understanding. He was talking about all those stuff. And suddenly realized that, the stuff is a little bit getting heavy. We have to start from somewhere else to explain what we are saying. Because he is trying to say, listen, there is saying and there is this echo of the sound reflecting coming from here and there. So there is only one voice. That voice is the voice. The rest is the ego. We believe in that center of creativity. The rest is creative. There is a language that Kurd and Turk and Arab and Farsi will understand it. Because communication is not only with the language. When you're kind, something, some radiation, some even measurable stuff comes out of your eyes. I'm not talking about the light which is going in your eyes. This vibration comes out and will influence the people. You talk without talking and opening your mouth. The proof of that? It's very simple. You could pick up randomly a couple of children, okay? Gather them around and let them free in a big hall with a couple of hundred people sitting down. After a couple of minutes of hesitation and maybe crying and things like that, these children will go around and each of them will go and stick to someone. It is proven those people are the best people in that assembly. And the children will find them. The kindest one. The children, by instinct, will find them. Which one of these will give me the protection? Without all the lecturing and blah, blah, blah. There are something beyond the language. We want to talk about that. Why? Is it because that beyond the language, that one is carrying the message. The message is not in this language we created. What is the message? Anyone knows that? What is the message? I just told you. Come back to me. That's the only message. And it's written everywhere. Everywhere. He said, Remember, it started like this. He called you and said, you silly fellow, you rayon, you're going over there. You would remember I'm your creator, wouldn't you? What did you say? Say, yes, sir, I remember. He said, this is what we're talking about. In every single breath, that message is coming to you. That, do you remember? Come on, have another breath. Or what? You're looking at me if this is not your case. What Well, where were you at the beginning? I mean, where is your beginning?
And I said, we were not here. We are nothing. We didn't even know what to want. We didn't have any need. Nothing, nothing.
Everything is given to us. Even the desire of being here is given to me. All started with what?
I repeated here, I believe several times. Of course, I'm not satisfied. I know that I have to repeat it maybe thousands of times. Because when it comes to the simplest, I believe it's the most difficult one to understand. The simplest thing about life and existence. What is the simplest thing you know about life? If they ask you, what is life? Maybe you think that life is what I have and I defend. This is your brain talking. Life is given to me. This is your heart talking. Because your brain starts from the point that you found the handmaiden. Remember, your brain starts from you being 7, 6 years old. Your heart starts beating when you're in the womb. Heart looks at the origin. Your brain claims, I have this, I have that, I am that. My heart knows that I was not. I was nothing. Physically, if you want to go, once upon a time I wasn't a sperm. One in 500 million. And I got lucky. If you could only remember that, would you dare to nag of the shortcoming? When you remember that you are the winner of that very rare lotto, one in 500 million, that chance made me. Whatever I have is given to me. The most important one is the life. Life is given to me. When you think about life, you think about something in this body, right? Then after I die, this body is yours. What do you do with it? Nothing, because it's not here. Or is it? No, life is temporary in here. Goes in with my breath and comes out with my breath. Life is not me, and life is not in me. Life is being given to me. Each breath I take, I need this air, it's given to me. I come alive. If I keep it, I will die, I will suffocate. I have to breathe it back. Each breath I am given the life. But you don't see it this way, do you? No, you think that life is given to you like this mug belongs to you and you have it. There is no such a thing to have life. Being alive is not to have life, is it? If it is, I could imagine a bacteria sitting beside you. The bacteria say, this is my life, and you say, this is my life, and both are the same, aren't they? It is for having. It's not having, it's being alive. He was talking about this. He said, every single breath, that question comes from him. With the life, I'm asked that, do you remember this life is being given to you? Do you remember this gift? Again and again. And he said, the essence.